This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Thousands of people are protesting on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as part of the March on Washington commemoration. Civil rights advocates are highlighting the scourge of police and vigilante violence against black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Thousands have crowded the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III told those gathered that they need to carry on the legacy of his father and the late Congressman John Lewis.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble and do it nonviolently. Remember that in the fight against injustice, nonviolence doesn't mean passive acceptance. It means peaceful resistance.
Satellite march events are planned in a handful of states, including South Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. A judge has postponed a decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing Friday that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, a white teen who was armed with a semi-automatic rifle as he walked Kenosha's streets with other armed civilians during this week's protests, could face a mandatory life sentence if convicted of first-degree intentional homicide. Jacob Blake's shooting left him paralyzed and was caught on cell phone video. It sparked several nights of protests in Kenosha, making it the latest focal point in a reckoning over policing and racial injustice that has gripped the country. This is VOA.